good singing. I'm really impressed all the way around with the Baker Quartet. I don't know what it's called, but that was great all the way around. That was just really good. And so, anyhow, nonetheless, we'll be hearing some more of that. And then don't forget to remember while we take your Bible, if you will, to the book of Matthew, chapter number 24. Now, I'm going to give you a couple of passages, but since we don't normally look there very often. But one of them you'll need to mark over in the book of Amos. In the book of Amos, there's a passage over there, chapter 5. You want to put something in there. Another one's over in the book of 1 Kings, chapter number 11. And you can mark those two places, and that way it won't take long to be able to find them during the course of this sermon. All right, in the book of Matthew, chapter number 24, you find the place, if you're able to stand, verse number 35. And the Bible said that when you look there in Matthew chapter 24, verse number 35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of thy word. We do thank you for it, how good it is to be in the house of God. We want to say thank you, Lord, for loving us even while we were unlovable. Thank you for saving souls and those of here of late, may they continue to grow in grace, love, and knowledge. May you right every wrong and every heart. We'll thank you and praise you that thou art God. Beside thee, there's none else. Now bless this word to every heart tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and be seated. Now, in the passage that we're looking at, the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking. You can find the same that's been recorded in Mark chapter 13:31, Luke chapter 21, verse number 33, that he repeats this incident and what's being said, that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Now, let me say to you that in the course of the sermon, the only thing that's ever going to be lasting is the words of God.
Yes, sir.
Heaven's going to pass away, the earth is going to pass away, but let me say to you, the Bible said this world is going to wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived until the day the Lord Jesus Christ shall come again. Now, what that means is we can't stop it. You're not going to stop that. But we can avoid getting caught up in that godless, wicked, God-denying, God-defying crowd that's being promoted across this land. Let me say to you, the world that we live in, the religious world particularly, they have one object of worship. You know what it is? The planet Earth. That's what the Green New Deal's about. The Green New Deal is what they worship. That's their God. That's their invention.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you, did you notice that the one thing that God's going to totally destroy is their God? In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, let me say to you, what they're trying to preserve, God one of these days is going to destroy. And they're just totally ignorant of it. Let me say to you, they're worshiping the planet Earth. Now, they have no spirit. And absolutely, they have no truth to be able to go with it. I mean, whenever you look at somebody like old John Kerry, I'm telling you right now, is that he's so ugly that I promise you, he'd make a scarecrow look good in a field that was running off crows and stuff. And people like that, and people like him. And let me say to you that, if you will, that here's a man, they just lie with every fiber of their being. And let me tell you something, the reason why they do, they don't understand what God said. The Bible said over there in the book of John, St. John chapter number 4, verse 24, that God is a spirit. And if you're going to worship God, he's looking for somebody to worship him in spirit and truth. This crowd, buddy, has no spirit, and they have no truth whatsoever. They're caught in one lie after the other, but it just seems like it doesn't matter. You go out to West Texas, I want to cry whenever I used to go out there and look at those beautiful rolling hills, some of those mountains. Now they're all cluttered up with ugly-looking wind turbines.
Yeah.
Used to see some nice-looking places to where you could see a deer. Now it's all cluttered up with a bunch of those solar panels. Now, if you've got solar panels, that's your privilege and your business, and whenever it goes kaput, I mean, God bless you anyhow, but I'm just trying to tell you, they've uglied up a lot of stuff. Isn't it amazing that the same crowd that used to fight tooth and toenail, well, we don't want no oil wells out there. No, we don't want this and that happen to the tree. No, we don't want none of these tree huggers to be harmed out there in California. And God has prepared up all that crowd's God to show them that he's God. Besides him, there's none else. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, let me tell you something. The world has made their own God, and it is called the Green New Deal. By the way, they've sold out America for money, and they're selling it every day, the Green New Deal. Have you ever noticed is that they've got laws passed to protect it? They spent trillions of dollars and wanting to spend trillions more on their God that they might be able to promote this Green New Deal. Yeah. Now, you know what's wrong in the day we live in? We live in a world that teaches no absolutes. No rights, no wrongs. No man, no woman. No pronouns. That's what they're trying to call it there. And let me say to you that whenever you begin to look into it, when you trust in a doctrine, in a woke movement that believes in no absolutes whatsoever, then how are you going to know what's good and what's evil? See, the Bible says, over in the book of Romans chapter number 12 and about verse number 9, the Bible said that you and I to be able to learn and to do, be able to learn between good and the evil and cease to do evil and adhere to that which is good. Over in the book of Isaiah chapter 1 about verse number 16 and 17, if you read over there in that chapter, you'd find, he said, cease to do evil and learn to do well. Well, if you don't have anything to teach you what's right and wrong, good and bad, then how in the world are you going to know the difference? They don't want you knowing the difference. Let me say to you, the Bible said over in the book of Proverbs, he said about those, chapter 17, verse 13, who rewardeth evil for good. We live in a day that's like that. I mean, my word, who would have ever thought that an officer that arrested a multi-criminal, that they'd make a hero out of Mr. Floyd and give his family, I mean, what, like $27 million? He never made $1 million all of his life because he's busy robbing this little store, that little store, and this and that. But they did all of that as hush money and tried to appease him. And I'm not talking about him because he's black and all this and that. I'm talking about him because he's a criminal that's been made as though he was some god. I'm going to tell you right now, Charles Manson should have been put in hell a lot quicker than he was. But see, California, after they convicted him, abolished the death penalty. So we've had to house him and feed him all of these years. I guarantee you, he's in hell now. One of my favorite comedians in days gone by, who was nothing but an atheist and a mindless, godless, wicked, always slamming God and slamming the people of God. But he was funny when he wasn't doing that. But he finally died and went to hell. He believes different now, let me tell you right up front. Let me say to you, their God, which is the Green New Deal, and the woke movement that doesn't believe in male nor female, these are perverters that pervert the mind of God and that have changed the truth of God into a lie, and thus they'll be damned and doomed to a devil's hell. I said to you earlier in the announcements that were here that little transgender that went in and killed 3 9-year-old students and 3 adults, now they want to blame that on the gun. They're 28 years old, I understand, identifying as a woman, and is what they kept saying on TV. The reason why I asked, was it a boy that was trying to be a girl, or was it a girl trying to be a boy? And now, you know, I mean, they keep whatever it is they're calling her, it ought to not be what she wanted to be called. What they ought to do is talk about how perverted she was or he was or whatever they are. And let me tell you right now is all that Mr. Biden could do is get on and say that's the reason why we need to get Congress to ban assault weapons. Oh, I see. We got some pervert with a crazy mind that you've promoted and that your team's promoted and that all the Democrats and the liberals for the most part have promoted. And now that she's gone and went nuts, somebody said, well, she must have been mentally disturbed. Well, that's obvious when you're born a boy and want to be a girl or vice versa. Yeah, you're mentally disturbed. You see what I'm talking about? Now, let me tell you right now, whenever you begin to look into it, why they keep calling this pervert a she and so forth and on, they ought to call whatever it was. I want to say to you that, if you will, that all these liberals and all this crowd, along with Fox News, are anti-God, anti-Bible, anti-everything good, right, moral, and decent. There's a passage over there in the book of Isaiah, and you can turn to that one right quickly. Isaiah, it's in chapter number 5, whenever you get ready to find it. In the book of Isaiah, chapter number 5, and about verse number 20. Now, I said all that to be able to say this, is because it's that whenever you look into the Bible, chapter 5, Isaiah, verse 20, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, and put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. I'm going to tell you, you'd better get it right in the sight of God. God said, woe unto you, and the wrath of God will be unleashed upon you. Now, I want you to look in your Bible to the book of Amos. I told you to turn there, but I want to tell you about God warning us about what went on in the past. In the book of Amos, in chapter number 5, verse 21 is where we're going to take up reading at. You know, God's warned us in days gone by, people getting all messed up about what's good and what's evil and about what's sweet and what's bitter. They've got things backward. And in the book of Amos, Amos chapter 5, verse number 21, God says, I hate and despise your feast days, and I will not smell your solemn assemblies. And though ye offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept them, and neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. Take thou away from the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy vows. But let judgment run down as waters and righteousness as a mighty stream. Have ye offered unto me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness 40 years, O house of Israel? But ye have borne, look at it, the tabernacle of your Moloch and Chion, your images, and the star of your God, which ye made to yourselves. Therefore I will cause you to go into captivity beyond Damascus, saith the Lord, whose name is the God of hosts. God simply noticed this religious crowd. Did they worship? Yes. But not an acceptable matter unto God. Did they make their own gods? Sure they did. Did God condemn it? Yes, he did. Will God condemn this country right here that used to be noted as one nation under God? And now, buddy, it's a nation without God. And they made their own God, and it's called the Green New Deal. And they worship at its pagan altar on a regular basis. Over in the book of 1 Kings in chapter number 11, 1 Kings, in chapter number 11 and verse number 33, the Bible said, because they have forsaken me, and they've worshipped Ashtaroth, the goddess of the Zidonians, and Chemosh, the god of the Moabites, and Malcolm, the god of the children of Ammon, and they've not walked in my way to do that which is right in mine eyes. That's where we're missing it. And to keep my statutes and my judgment, as did David his father. I want to tell you what we're doing is that God no doubt is noticing. Notice in your Bible to the book of Acts in chapter 7. I'll give you a moment to find it. In the book of Acts in chapter number 7. Make no mistake about it. No nation who becomes defiant against God and the word of the Lord is going to be able to survive his own wrath. In this Bible, that's in the Bible said in chapter number 7. Look at about verse number 43. Here he is, and he repeats what was in the Old Testament there. And he says, and ye took up the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of your god Rephaim, the figures which ye made to worship them, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon. Now, Americans better pay attention. When God's word had been denied, had been forgotten, had been defied, and they built their own gods, it wasn't long until they were going into captivity to their own enemies. Here it was Babylon. China, we can smell the nostrils and the breath of China breathing upon us even now. I listened to that bag-eyed looking Millie, that's the general, and I listened to that black man, I forget what his name is, they're all of them, one of them is ignorant as the other one, and they're standing on national television talking about that, you know, we could probably go against one country, maybe another country, but if two countries like Russia and China unite together, there's going to be another problem. That's it, you bunch of idiot imbeciles. Go ahead and tell the enemy how weak we are. I want to tell you right now is that one of these days soon, it's going to be like that rodeo clown that had that out there and calling that a dodge, and whenever he opened it up and had to read the instructions, he found out. China to give you a chip to get it cranked up. That's something that's always comforted, isn't it? Oh, let's go ahead and make all their little chips. And what we'll do is we'll give them out there to Ching Long, Chang Long, and Ching Chang, Ching Kong Long, and all that other business there. And one of these days, them dumb Americans driving around, I've got one of them too. I'm not just throwing my finger at you. I'm driving one too. And all if they want to, they can shut it down in the middle of the road, wherever it is. And we're wondering why there's more nuts than there are squirrels, and there's a lot of squirrely people in this world that we're living in. I want to say in closing that, if you will, please, that the Bible said that every nation that forgets God is doing it to their own detriment. In the book of Psalm chapter 9, verse 17, the Bible said the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. Now, I got to tell you, friend, this Bible said, and he repeats it, three times at least, and maybe another, heaven and earth shall pass away. If your God's the Green New Deal, it's going to pass away. See? But my words, God said, shall not pass away. In other words, you'll find out is that the word has been alive, well, and standing ever since. It's not going to change God one iota. I used to witness every now and again, you'd run upon somebody and say, well, look, I just don't believe in God. And I said, well, that's not going to change God one iota. There's still a hell to shun and a heaven to be had through a person. His name's the Lord Jesus Christ. Whether you believe that or don't believe that is immaterial to God. Now, I'm not going to tell you I don't care. Yeah, I care about you. I wouldn't be giving you out the gospel. But I just wanted to let you know that it doesn't matter if you ever believe it or not, that you're not going to change God and shake him up one iota. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that the signs of the times are pointing that even his coming is near and nigh, even at the door. I say with the men and women, the boys and girls, the prophets and preachers of old, even so come, Lord Jesus. If you don't, you're going to see some shaky times ahead. You know, right now, there's some things that I guarantee you we wouldn't dream of eating. But you let times get hard enough. Somebody said, well, I thought they were pretty hard now. No, when times get hard enough, all these restaurants will be shut out. When it gets hard enough, they won't be. You may have money, but there may not be nothing to buy. And in all of that, if we're not careful, here's what America's going to be doing. I'm just going to have to look in this place and that place and may have to go to this country or that country. I may have to do this or that. How about stopping and looking up unto him that redemption may draw nigh? See that? As a result of that, you're going to find out is that the world and all of their man-made gods are going downhill. Until then, may he find you and I busily occupied about his business. Let's stand to our feet and bow our heads. Our Father, I want to say thank you for loving us while we were unlovable. I want to thank you that thou art God. Beside thee, there is none else. I'd ask you now to move upon us and within us. We thank you for the good singing that we've had. We thank you now for the good spirit that you've given us. We pray that now you'd move in our hearts and stir us up for the cause of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray.